It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado voters today are choosing candidates for president in the U.S. Senate and members of the state legislature and deciding on nearly a dozen statewide ballot measures. CPR's Andrew Kenny looked at what some of them would do depending on how voters decide.
Voters' decisions could result in cuts to government programs, for example, if they decide to lower the income tax. Or they could raise new money for schools by taxing nicotine products. They also could create a major new social program to provide paid leave for workers. And those initiatives could all be approved at the same time. The campaigns have spent millions of dollars, and the results may be unpredictable, since voting on ballot questions doesn't always fall along party lines. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
For people to choose to vote in person today, there are measures to stay safe from coronavirus, Colorado's Secretary of State Jenna Griswold.
Making sure that all election workers are wearing a mask and other PPE as required. We're requiring social distancing in the polls to the extent that it's possible for election workers to do their jobs and social distance. There's disinfectant, and every piece of voting equipment will be disinfected between every use.
The polls close at 7 p.m. Coronavirus infections are still rising in the state. On Monday, the state health department reported nearly 2,000 Coloradans getting a positive test. That's roughly triple the number from 1 month ago. Dr. John Hammer at Rose Medical Center in Denver says small gatherings seem to be driving up case numbers.
I think that what we're seeing is an increasing number of people that are indoors in close proximity to each other, with or without a mask. Situations where you see that are, to me, situations that are high risk for transmission.
Public health officials are urging people to keep up with social distancing, wear a mask, and wash their hands. I'm Mike Lamp. Good morning. This is CPR News.